Bob Page is president and CEO of the University of Kansas Health System. He says they already have a handle on safety. They've had a temporary exemption from the law for the last 4 years.
We have been absolutely a safe and secure environment, and we believe we can take care of that ourselves. We don't need guns in our organization to make the safety better.
Page says allowing guns in the building would make it harder to attract staff and patients. Their only option to continue banning guns under the current law is to have guards and metal detectors at all entrances.
That would take money away from important patient care advances and staff advances, and that would be a big challenge for us.
KU Hospital Chief Medical Officer Lee Norman says his concern is they'd be adding guns into a high-stress hospital environment, which could lead to violence.
People can be rational when things are going fine, but in times of stress or sleep deprivation, they're not the same people. Rational thought is not the strong suit of people who are grieving, tired, pain, medicated.
Critics of exempting the KU health system say a gun ban, but no security checkpoints to enforce it, will only stop law-abiding citizens. Republican Representative Michael Hauser says that takes self-defense away from people obeying the rule, but people with nefarious intent could still bring in guns.
And I'm left to be able not to defend myself. You're responsible for my safety at that point. And I feel that I should be responsible for my safety.
This is part of a broader discussion on guns in public buildings. There's also a push this year to exempt universities so they can continue banning guns. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.